Now this morning we're into the third message on the prayers of Paul recorded in Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. Ephesians 3, beginning at verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would give you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, maybe be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, forever and ever. Amen. Now, we studied the introduction to this prayer in verses 12 and 13. And last week, we looked at verses 14 and 15. This morning, we're going to look at verse 16, which is the first request recorded, where Paul is asking that he would grant or give you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power by his Spirit in the inner man. And one of the most significant and helpful things we learn in studying the prayers of Paul to compare them with our prayers. He prays for our spiritual well-being, and we tend to look at our outer or material well-being. And so Paul is praying for the spiritual benefit of these people. And we need to remember the context. Paul is in prison. It's not a pleasant thing at all. The Ephesian Christians are persecuted, and they are very concerned about Paul. And he is praying for them to relieve them of their fear and anxiety. And so, as we get into the text, the covering thing that we notice here is that Paul prays for God to do something for us. This is key. This is not for us to do something. Paul prays for God to do something for us. And we need that this morning. Every one of us here need God to do something for us this morning. And what Paul is praying for is that God would give us a gift. We need a gift this morning. And some of the translations read, grant, that he would grant you to be strengthened or to be empowered. Now we understand the word grant. You read about it every day. Somebody, a philanthropist, will grant a university or a cancer fund or something a significant amount of money. That's a grant. That's a gift. And that's what God does for us. He gives us gifts. And it's free, it's unearned, and for us it's undeserved. And the gifts are from God, the giver. Now, the people who emphasize spiritual gifts almost to the extent of talking about nothing else talk too much about the gift and not the giver. And we need to remember that God is the giver. And we need Him to give us something this morning. Now, before we get into the first request recorded in verse 16, let's consider what Paul does not pray for. And you think of his circumstance, his concern for the Ephesians, and we'd think that his prayer would be entirely different. But notice he, first of all, does not pray for a change in circumstances. He's not saying, Lord, change things for them. Remove the persecution. Get me out of this prison. Amazing. He does not pray for them to escape suffering, which would be so like us, and a normal thing, but this is a concern for their spiritual well-being. He does not pray for them to have comfort and ease. This is amazing to me. He does not pray for them to have material blessings. And he does not pray for a new program in the church to fix everything. A new method to fix everything. So with that in mind, what does he pray for? He comes with a very specific request to meet their spiritual needs. And the request is that he would grant them and us to be empowered with power or might by his Spirit in the inner man. To be empowered with spiritual strength. And say, why this request? Well, because it's their greatest need. And we could go around and we could talk about prayer requests all morning. But here is the one we need. This is what we need. To be empowered by the Lord with spiritual strength. Our mind needs this. Because we need to think right. Doubts come. Discouragement comes. Depression sets in. And we are bombarded with evil thoughts. And I was remembering, especially yesterday morning, as I was praying, my mind strayed to some very bad thoughts. My mind needs to be empowered to study Scripture diligently. Concentrating. Our mind needs to be empowered to study doctrinal truth. That helps us through life. We need this prayer request in our life. We need our heart to be strengthened this morning. We're attacked by fear and unknowns. And imaginations. In fact, someone said that we live most of our life with the what if. We need to be strengthened in our heart. Our will needs to be empowered to become a person of resolve a person of determination, not vacillating all over the world. We have trouble making decisions, and we have trouble doing the right thing, which is usually the hard thing. We need this request. Lord, this morning, right here, right now, while we're together, empower me in my mind and my heart and will with your strength. Now, these are kind of general terms. What specifically does this power look like? What is this power and strength that God needs to give us this morning? Well, I think, first of all, we need this power because this power brings resistance to evil. We are bombarded with temptation. Children, youth, and adults. We need spiritual resistance to evil. To unbelief. Can Christians wallow in unbelief? Well, not to the point of actually defying, but we drift. And we need the power to resist. We fall into fear. We need resistance to fear. On the other side of the coin, this power that God gives us is strength to persevere. I'm the kind of a person who can get all excited about entering into a project or getting something going, and then I would tend to sort of drop it and not carry through. I really need God's power to persevere in lots of areas of life. We need to persevere in love. Love can grow cold, and we need to persevere, to trust, to serve God. It's beyond us, and we need to be empowered by God. I hope that you are agreeing with me this morning that this is the vital request for our life. And it's right that Paul would pray this for these Ephesian Christians for us. Lord God Almighty, empower me this morning. The next question that arises out of this text is, well, what are the resources by which God would empower us? And we read that it's out of His, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. The resources that are back of this request are the riches of His glory. Glory. Now we could spend the rest of our life trying to plumb the depths of this thought, the riches of His glory. Causes you just to think of God Himself, His own glorious being, that out of Him comes this power to us. He empowers us from Himself. It causes us to think of all of His attributes. All of them. And I hope all of you know the four or five basic attributes that you can meditate upon frequently. Covering all of the attributes of God is His sovereignty. He is sovereign in all of His attributes. He is sovereignly omnipotent, which means all-powerful, and He controls how He will use His power. He is omniscient, sovereignly omniscient. He controls what He knows, which is everything. He is everywhere present, omnipresent. He sovereignly controls His omnipresence. He is immutable, unchanging. God is in perfect control of Himself. Will never compromise, will never change a promise, and we can count on Him. And the riches of His glory are a continuing supply for us. They'll never run out. And so we have this request: God, strengthen us out of Your own resources. Now, another question that comes out of this text is this. What is the channel through which or through whom God will transfer, or give to us His power and strength? Well, the text makes it clear that it's by His Spirit, that God would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be empowered with strength by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit has all the attributes of the Father, has all the attributes of God the Son. He is God Almighty. And so He is well able to empower us with God's power. You think of regeneration. What does it take? How much power does it take to go to the graveyard, walk through the cemetery, and raise people out of the grave? It takes the same power to save a sinner. And it's so ridiculous to think that by the whim of a human decision, that we can make a decision that will raise us from the dead. It is only God's power that raises the dead. Would you turn back to Ephesians 1, and we'll just look at another prayer of Paul where he states this very specifically. It's Ephesians 1 and along about verse 19. I won't try to get into the context, but look at Ephesians 1:19, which is another prayer we should study. In Ephesians 1:19, it is recorded, Paul is praying for them that they might know what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His right hand in the heavenly places. Did you catch that? Does that sink in? That the same divine power and energy that raised Christ Christ from the dead is the same power and energy that regenerated us, that raised us from spiritual death to spiritual life. What is this power? It is resurrection power. Empower us this morning. Impossible to save a sinner with human power or human decision. Now, I want to say this morning something that is not being taught today that I catch in very many places. It is just as impossible to live the Christian life as it is to save ourselves. To live according to the standard of the New Covenant is absolutely impossible by human effort, struggle, decision. Some people say to me things about the Christian life. They say, Bill, that's hard. I say, no, it isn't. It's impossible. It is impossible for us to live the calling of the Christian life apart from the power of the Holy Spirit. Prayer. Lord, empower me. According to the riches of your glory, by the Holy Spirit. And this is not a one-time event that sets us up for life. This is a continuing life to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul uses a very interesting phrase here, and we raise the question, who receives this power? Paul says, the inner man. Now he uses this phrase in other passages. The inner man. Now I think we all understand who the inner man is. The person living inside this carcass. The mind, the heart, the will, the personality, the being. And he's referring to us. Remember, this is written to Christians, to believers. And so he's saying, in your spiritual man. We are now spiritual people. Unbelievers are not spiritual people. They are dead spiritually. We are alive spiritually, and our spiritual man needs strength to live as a Christian. The outer man is represented by the body, and the body has appetites that demand to be satisfied. We might say, that's the problem. When we get rid of this body, we won't sin. That'll be a great day. Now, some of us will be glad to get rid of this body for other reasons when it begins to squeak and groan and you have to grease your elbows and whatever to get rid of that problem. And I was thinking about this. God the Father is said to be spirit. God is spirit. very little to detect of anything physical about God the Father. Moses sensed his presence, but no one that we could say has seen God the Father. Now maybe that's changed in heaven. But God the Son is seen. He has a body and a spirit. So we have the same. We are spirit and body. God the Son sends His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into us. The same Holy Spirit that empowered the Lord Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit who empowers us. This is a serious verse of Scripture. And we have a problem. I have a problem. The Holy Spirit is here by virtue of His own doing of regenerating me, creating faith in me, and causing me to believe in Christ. Now you would think that would just set me up and I'd be the wonderful. No, the problem is He is here, but I'm still here. If you could get rid of me, we'd be all right. He's here, but you're here. So Paul writes in Galatians 5 that there's a tension. There's a conflict that goes on while we live in this world with the world and the flesh and the devil. And that conflict will continue until I'm completely delivered from sin. Now, I think I told you about this once before, but since I don't have a problem of telling jokes over and over and over, this won't hurt. There was a time when we were on a trip overnight in Palm Springs, and I was troubled about myself and some people around me. And in the evening at sundown, I went to walk out on a green note. And in prayer and meditation, I was going over Galatians 5 with my conflict. And the thought came to me, well, thank God there's a conflict. If the Holy Spirit was not in me, I wouldn't care. It'd be easy. Sometimes a man has come and told me about a problem, and I'll say, do you care? He'll say, yes. Thank God you care. If the Holy Spirit was not in you, you wouldn't care about sin. You wouldn't care if you mistreated other people. You wouldn't care if you're selfish. If you're having a conflict this morning, thank God. He's here. He's in you. And He's working on us. And what we all need to do this morning is to pray this prayer. Lord, empower me with spiritual power to live for you. Now, it's a gift. Lord, grant it to me out of your own self this morning. Visit me. Empower me with Holy Spirit power not to show off, not to claim any gift that others don't have, but to resist evil, to love, to trust, to persevere, and to reveal the riches of your glory in us and in our church. What a great, glorious prayer request this is. And it's good that Paul lists it first, and it's wonderful. But as you read through verse 17 and the rest, it only gets gooder and gooder. So the next few weeks, we'll finish this prayer request. And what a glorious experience that will be for us to have this Word of God implanted within us. May the Lord be pleased to take this truth off the page and put it in the mind and the heart and the will this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we can only ask and acknowledge that that you must initiate and you must take the action that will empower us by your Spirit in the inner man. We wait before you as humble receivers for you to do your glorious work in our lives this morning. And may it all be to the praise and honor and glory of God our Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.